What's happening? Thanks for joining us. Stolbert Lund. I think we're the unofficial show of the Raiders. He's played 13 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. His 14th season is going to be with the Raiders. That is Derek Johnson, of course, out of Texas. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Derek, welcome to the Bay Area. And how weird is it going from Chiefs red to Raiders silver and black?
You know what? It is some. I got to get used to it. But I tell you what, the suits I've always admired the silver and black Oakland Raiders suit. So it's a pretty cool outfit when I put it on. But I'm even more excited about trying to get out there and make some plays.
What was it about the Raiders and maybe Coach Gruden that was appealing to you, Derek?
Well, I've always admired Coach John Gruden and what he brought to the table. He's a proven winner. He's a guy that everybody respects. And to sit in his office and talk ball with him and talk about the sense of urgency to win and to, you know, to be in this thing just to get a ring. I mean, it's all about winning and accomplishing everybody's common goal is to win a championship, and I'm towards the end of my career, but I have a lot left in the tank. I have a lot to prove, and it's a lot like what John Gruden has to do. He's a person that's got a lot to prove coming back into the NFL, his first season back, and what better way to have a veteran like myself who's seen him a lot and has a lot to still prove and to be with him.
Derek Johnson is joining us. Coach comes over from the Chiefs, Raiders middle linebacker here on the Sports Leader. It seems to me that John is doing that a lot. He's signed quite a few 30-plus-year-old guys. Do you get the sense that there's some guys in that locker room with something to prove?
Exactly. And when you get a bunch of guys like that around each other, you can get some work done. Now, don't get me wrong. There's more younger players on the team, of course. So we all have to work together. But the older guys, we will show them the way. And I'm a big guy of leading by example. And I can't wait to get going with the guys. I'm still learning the playbook. I'm still making wrong turns in the facility already. I'm like, golly, hold on. Even the young guys are saying, no, man, the shower's over here. But it's cool, man. The Oakland Raiders have really been very inviting and really taken a 35-year-old man made him feel at home, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing, Derek, that 13 years you've already logged, and this is going to be your 14th in the NFL, playing a position that includes a lot of violence. How have you been able to do that?
Oh, man, it's hard work. It's hard work. Football is hard regardless, mm-hmm. And when you win, it just makes it that much fun, and when you lose, it just makes it that much harder. But throughout my years, taking care of my body, having that self-motivation, to get things done and always my expectations of myself needs to be higher than the coaches put on me. And I kind of live my life that way. And that kind of helps me to play at a high level for a long time. And other than that, I mean, I've been blessed too. I can't take all the credit. God has really blessed me and I'm grateful for this opportunity in my 14th year.
Derek, as you well know, there has been a gap in the middle. Navarro Bowman filled it. He came over after a few games with the 49ers. You're going to fill it again. But give us kind of your insight as you've seen this, because you've seen this defense in Kansas City, guys like Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin, and I know they're trying to kind of redo the secondary with some young guys. But how do you see this defense?
Well, the potentially can be really good. And just looking about the scheme, not even talking about personnel and as far as what players are going to be plugged in, but just scheme wise with Paul Gunther's, what he brings to the table with all the exotic blitzes and all the exotic plays, the linebackers are the playmakers in his defense. And once I had meetings with the linebacker coach and with Paul Gunther, it was one of those things like, man, this is where I want to be. I'm definitely a fan of defense that caters to the inside backers. And even though we have a lot of responsibility, now I'm learning a lot right now, but it's going to all slow down for me after I get the defense down, and then I can take my chances and make plays like I've always done.
You know, with being with one team for 13 years, I'm sure there's a level of comfortability once you've been around there for so long. You talked about the showers and knowing where they are, not knowing where they are. But do you almost feel like maybe not a rookie because you've been in the league for so long, but does it feel new to you, like maybe it rejuvenates you a little bit coming to a new team and having to kind of learn different things, learn teammates, learn the facility just all over again?
You know what? It is a rejuvenation. It is rejuvenating just because it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a challenge. And when you play football, if you're not up for a challenge, then you kind of, you know, need to get out of football because there's always challenges when it comes to football and even off the field, coming into a new environment, new players, new facility, just new everything, new city. It's not a lot of normalcy from where I came from, being 13 years in KC. I'm looking forward to it. It's not all comfortable at times, but it's all necessary because at the end of the day, I wanna be with these guys and make plays and win games. That's my main objective.
Yeah. Rodney Hudson's on this team. Of course, he was a former teammate of yours in Kansas City. Does it help to have a guy like that around, even though he's on the offensive side, kind of maybe show you around, or guys kind of going, okay, this, and this is where you want to live, and this is maybe where you want to eat. Does somebody like that help you?
Yeah, you know what? It does help. It does help. That's one of the first persons I hooked up with when I first got here, Rodney Hudson. But he's a lineman, so it's a little different. You know, you talk to him for a little bit, and then you know you're gonna be going against him in practice
right.
all the time. So you can't get too close to those
right.
guys.
Plus, those linemen, man, they'll eat terribly. Those guys can eat like anything, right? Like a
right.
garbage disposal. You got to watch it. That's cool, man. Well, hey, welcome to the Bay Area. I don't know if we can be much help to you, but welcome to the Bay Area. I'm sure you're going to do great here. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. It would be a lot of fun. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks a lot.